Here comes Morris now on the ball, just inside FC's half. Plays it out to Elsdon, who now brings the ball into Earlham's half. Ennis, back in field to Thompson-Smith, to Elsdon, to Owolabi. Lovely dummy from Owolabi to find Dodd. Dodd to the byline, cross comes in, and just like that, Sinclair-Smith. It's a tap-in from 4 yards out, 32 minutes on the clock here. And FC United, they've done that a couple of times in that first half where they've done some quick passing there. That was all about the dummy from Owolabi, Paul.
And also the cutback was spot on, whereas other cutbacks have not been. That was spot on.
Yeah, the cutback was into space, Paul, rather than into a crowd, shall we say. And he just come onto it there, Sinclair-Smith, and it was just a matter of hitting the target from, 3 yards?
Back-to-back goals for him.
Well, here comes FC United on the attack with Griffiths along the halfway line now. Out towards his left-hand side, Griffiths still with the ball, checks back, plays the ball to Lennon on the edge of the centre circle, who plays out towards the right-hand touchline to Donoghue, who's pointing to Sinclair-Smith to say, make that run down the line. Here is Sinclair-Smith now. Looking for, he's going to get the return ball. Yes, he is. Here's Donoghue now. Donoghue into the penalty area.
He's looking for it.
Yeah, back to Sinclair-Smith. Sinclair-Smith finds Ennis in the box. Ennis opens up his body, shoots! And into the far post it goes. I'm not sure if it took a deflection or not.
It looked as though it did to me, because it, the ball was going, say, about a yard high, and then all of a sudden it sort of gained a little bit of altitude there to hit the centre of the goal. I feel it did maybe possibly take a little bit of a deflection.
I think he'll claim it as his 11th of the season.
It was goal bound, wasn't it? And that's the rule, isn't it? Yeah. But again, it's good play down the flanks. This time it's Donoghue and Sinclair-Smith hooking up, and it's a bit of impetus, isn't it, into the box.
Well, Donoghue's, he's very comfortable on the ball, and what he's doing is when he does attack forward, he attacks space, which drags in the defenders. What didn't happen there was Donoghue waited for a second, waiting for the overlap run from Sinclair-Smith, and he had sat back as cover, but the outcome was good for the FC.
Yep, well, 37 minutes on the clock. FC United now 2-0 up in this Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup semi-final here at Broadhurst Park. Well, clearance made by the goalkeeper. Dodd, first time passing field into the centre circle to Potts. Potts leaves it for Griffiths. Griffiths to his right-hand side now to Donoghue, who plays a ball down this right-hand channel for Owolabi to chase onto. Ledson's covering. Back to the goalkeeper, White, who clears it high in the air. And Earlham with possession, but Donoghue's here and Morris has got a butt challenging down the line it goes, and it's a first touch here for Southworth, but Griffiths covering. Griffiths back to Belford. Belford's pass is a risky one. Southworth is there, he's got a score.
Well, that's an absolute gift.
3 minutes into this second half, a mistake there from Belford, and the substitute Southworth, well, I was going to say pounce, but he had no option. He just passed it straight to him, and he wasn't going to miss that, was he, Roy?
Well, to be honest, it was the hardest part of his decision-making was where he was going to put the ball, because everything else was set up for him.